The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 67, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 3rd, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Jadasau Shastramullangya Soira Chari Agarhita. অতিগরহিত সৈরাচারি অতিগরহিত অবর্তত চিরং কালম অগায়ু অসুচি মলা ডিগ্রেডেশন ফার্স্ট ডিগ্রেডেশন ইজ আনডিজায়ারেবল অ্যাসোসিয়েশন দি ফার্স্ট ডিগ্রেডেশন দেন No more respect for scriptural injunction. Second degree. And then the third stage, that adhayu asuchi, he becomes infected with the low grade qualities, jaghanna gunavrittisya, Adhoga Chanti, Tamas. The first grade qualification is Satogon, second Rajagon, and the third Tamas. So they believe in the evolution. Now, in this human form of life, what is further evolution? The further evolution is that you are keeping in satogun, in goodness, then you can be promoted, elevated to the higher planetary system. Urdham gacchanti sattasva. And if you keep yourself in the rajagun, then you will keep within this bhūloka. And if you are infected with the tamogun, then you again go to lower grade life, again animal life, plant life. This is the nature's process. You cannot avoid it. You may be very much proud falsely, but after death, after giving up this body, you are completely, you are already completely under the regulative principle of nature. You cannot violate it. But if you foolishly violate, then you are preparing your next life according to your karma. Karmana daivanatva. So this man, Ajamin, by his association with the prostitute, he degraded. Therefore, it is the duty of the guardians, of the government, of the father, to protect the civilization from degradation. But nobody cares for that. Therefore, at the present moment, everything is chaotic. They are degraded. Prostitution is allowed freely, bad association, and they are encouraging by opening liquor shop, brothels, restaurant, meat eating. How you can expect a very nice civilization? That is not possible. We are suffering the consequence of our own degraded life. So, how we can protect ourselves from degradation? The Shastra is there. Shastra, the scriptures are there. Never mind whatever scriptures you have bought, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Buddha or any. Every religion has got scriptures. Just like the Christians have our Bible, the Muslims have got Quran, the Hindus have got Vedas. They should abide by the injunction of the Shastra. Lord Krishna also recommends that you must follow the Shastric injunction. Krishna says, Yashastra vidhimusrivya vartate kamakar na siddhim savabhati na sukham na parabhati. If you do not follow the injunction of the Shastra, then your human life is unsuccessful. No siddhi. Human life means that you stop the process of transmigration from one body to another. That is human life mission. Tapta deham punar janma naiti. One should endeavor in such a way that you do not take again a birth in this material world. Tapta deham punar janma naiti. Because as soon as you accept any material body, either the material body of Lord Brahma or the material body of an ant, most insignificant. The trouble is there. You will have to suffer. You cannot escape it. Nunam pramatta suruti vikarma. Irresponsibly, if we act pramatta, like madman, without following the Shastric injunction, that is madman. Just like a madman does not care for any instruction, he acts according to his own way. That is described as Svairachari. Svairachari means, I live according to my needs. I don't care for any of you. That is called Svairachari. No. The laws are meant for human beings. Even on the street, as soon as you go out on the street, immediately the law is there, keep to the right, keep to the left. And if you violate, immediately you are punished. Immediately become criminal. Similarly, this is government law. Similarly, law given by the Supreme Lord. So we must follow the rules and regulations as given by God. That is religion. Dharma tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Religion means the law which is given by God, and if you follow, then your life is successful. This is religion, not that concocted, you manufacture some religion. That is not religion. Just like you cannot manufacture law. The law is given by the state, by the God. That is law. Similarly, religion means the law given by God. So therefore in the Bhagavad Gita, the real religion means Sarvadharman Parityajyamami Kam Saranam. Don't manufacture form of religion, this samaj, this religion, that, all nonsense. The only religion is how to surrender to Krishna or God. That is it. But nobody will surrender to God, and they will manufacture religion. So what is the meaning? Therefore Bhagavata has rejected all this cheating type of dharma prujita vaitava atra paramanimma sarana. Religion means for the paramansa, paramanimma sarana, nirmasar, masarata means envious. Everyone is envious of his friend, of his neighbor, even of his father or son. This is material nature. So this Bhagavad Dharma is meant for the first-class, non-envious person. Because everyone is envious. And the enviousness begins by envying Krishna or God, then other enviousness. And he began Svairacha, living musically. This kind of living is condemned here. Aghayu means sinful life. Ayu means life, agha means sinful life. Aghayu, asuchi, impure, malat. Malat means material infection, especially rajagun tomo. Dirty things. So one is expected to go above these dirty things. Dirty things mean greediness and lusting desires. These are dirt. Tato rajastamo bhava kamalubhadvayastaji. Rajastama, these are the dirty qualities. And satogun is pure quality. And you have to go above satogun. Then your life is perfect. Even if you rise, elevate yourself to satogun, means a pure brahminical state, samadama, sattam, saucham, titikhya, ajyamam, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahmatam, samadham. Still you have to go further, śuddha sattva, sattvam viśuddhyam vasudeva sattva. Then you can understand what is Krishna. So this devotional service means to go above sattva. Sagunāna samatitta etān brahma bhūyāyatarva. You have to transcend all the material qualities, even satogun. Therefore a Vaishnava who is above satogun, so his brahminical qualities is supposed to be included. A Vaishnava is already a Brahman. We give a Vaishnava the sacred thread, the mark of becoming a Brahmana. Because without becoming a Brahmana, nobody can come to the platform of Vaishnava. That is the idea. Nobody should come to the platform of śuddha sattva without being elevated to the satogun platform. So this man, satogun, you are already satogun, you are son of a Brahmin who has been trained up very nicely, but because it was not śuddha satogun, therefore he fell down, even on the satogun platform. But when one is on the śuddha satogun, just like Haridas Thakur, this man was brahminically qualified, but as soon as he saw that a Sudrani and Sudra were engaged in lusty affairs, he fell down. But see the behavior of Haridas Thakur. Because he was situated on the śuddha sattva, and although he was a young man, one another young prostitute came to live with him, he remained in his position. Rather, he converted the prostitute to become a devotee. This is the difference between Satogun and Shuddha Satogun. If you keep yourself on the Shuddha Satogun, then you will be able to convert others to become devotees. Therefore, it is not difficult. It is very easy also. Krishna says, much of Vyavicharini bhakti divina jase se sagunana samapitta brahma bhuyaya kalyana. This brahma bhuyaya means Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva. That is also in Shuddha Sattva form. That is liberated state. If you do not stick to devotional service, then there is chance of fall down. So without taking to the devotional service, life is very, very risky. Risky means now we can dance and laugh because we have got this human form of life. But after death, you do not know, you do not know, unless we are very much cautious. That is, here it is said, Aghayu. Aghayu. This Agha means live for more than 88 years. But what is the use of prolonged life? Aghayu. Just like trees, they are standing for thousands of years. Tarava khinna jivanti. You are trying to prolong your life by scientific methods. But what is the use of such life? This material life, there is suffering. Just like the tree, it does not do any harm to anyone. Rather, it is very hospitable. It gives shelter to the trees. They are taking fruit, they are taking branches, leaves, sometimes cutting. They are very harmless, but still there is suffering. Must stand there for 5,000 years and scorching heat and pinching winter, storm, sometimes fall down. The suffering is there. Even if we become a non-violent, even Gandhi, you are non-violent, very moralist, still you are skilled. You see, this is material world. You are skilled by bullets. So material world means suffering. So what is the use of making a prolonged life, prolonged suffering? Therefore it is said, Aghayu. If you live for a moment as a devotee, your life is successful. And if you live for many thousands of years without any Krishna consciousness, Aghayu, uselessness, Aghayu, asuchi, molas, because the desire is there. Calm and low, greediness and nasty desire. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very important scientific movement. Stick to the principles, don't live uselessly like a tree or cats and dogs. They have also sense pleasure. It is not that, because in human life we have got good opportunity for sense pleasure. Well, sense pleasure is offered to the monkeys and pigs and dogs more leniently. Then that is mean there is life? No, there is not life. This has been discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vastrakinna susantita. Tarava kingdom jivanti. this has been analyzed. No. The real life is Krishna consciousness life. That is success of life. So, somehow or other, you have come to this platform of Krishna consciousness life. Stick to the principle carefully, don't fall down. Then, try to understand Krishna, then life is successful. Thank you.